From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump reversed years of chilly relations with Egypt Monday, welcoming President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to the White House. He praised him for doing a fantastic job under difficult circumstances. Speaking through an interpreter, the Egyptian leader lauded Mr. Trump's commitment to fight jihadism.
To counter this evil ideology that is claiming innocent lives, that is bringing devastation to communities and nations, and that is terrorizing the innocent people. Your Excellency, very strongly and very openly, you will find Egypt and myself always beside you in bringing about an effective strategy in the counterterrorism effort.
Bilateral ties foundered after the army overthrew President Mohamed Morsi in 2013. Middle East Institute scholar David Mack said those relations are crucial.
Realistically, the United States has to have a working relationship with the government of Egypt, and whether we like their system of government or not, it's helpful to have good relations between the two presidents. But much of what Egypt wants requires the agreement of Congress.
And he said he expects Cairo to be disappointed by the amount of aid offered. The credit rating agency S&P has cut South Africa's rating to junk status following the dismissal of the country's well-respected finance minister, Pravin Gordhan, by President Jacob Zuma. Jani Russo heads the Wits University School of Economics and Business Science.
The only way we can get out of this low growth trap is through improved investment that will only follow on improved confidence in the South African economy. What President Zuma has done last week was not building confidence in the economy, but rather destroying confidence in South Africa.
Mr. Zuma's critics are seeking a no-confidence motion in Parliament. This is VOA News. A blast in a train car in the Russian city St. Petersburg Monday killed at least 14 people and wounded dozens more. Passenger Olga Sirnik said after the blast, the conductor on her train told passengers to stay seated. When they were finally allowed to leave, there was smoke in the station, she said, and they were told to exit the station. Kyrgyz security officials identified the dead attacker from the mostly Muslim country as Russian citizen Abarzhan Jalilov, born in 1995 in the city of Osh. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will chair a meeting of the U.N. Security Council on North Korea's nuclear issue later this month. The Korea Society's Stephen Norper said it represents a further evolution of Korea policy under President Donald Trump.
Certainly it's a step up in terms of Secretary Tillerson's profile, but it shows him there and active, and clearly the other members of the P5 will need to respond in some way, and he's seeking to build consensus within the United Nations.
U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley told reporters she hopes many foreign ministers will attend the April 28th meeting because she said the North Korea issue is a real security threat. President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, traveled to Iraq Monday with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, to get a first-hand look at the fight against Islamic State. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said Kushner and White House Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert were invited by the general.
Jared's going to specifically express the commitment of the United States to the government of Iraq, meet with U.S. personnel engaged in the campaign, and Mr. Bossert will participate in meetings and briefings to reinforce the strong U.S.-Iraqi partnership to defeat ISIS.
They met Iraq's prime minister and spoke with the U.S. ambassador as well as the top U.S. military commander. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Tuesday that at least 58 people were killed in northwest Idlib province after a suspected gas attack by either Syrian or Russian warplanes. Dozens were wounded. Meanwhile, airstrikes near Damascus Monday killed at least 22, the target, the rebel-held city of Douma. U.S. stocks fell in Monday trading with auto giants Ford and General Motors hit by declining sales in March. Investors also continued to be concerned about the future of tax cuts promised by President Trump. In men's collegiate basketball, late Monday, North Carolina emerged victorious as this year's NCAA champion with a 71-65 win over Gonzaga at Phoenix University in Glendale, Arizona. American actor Harrison Ford, best known for his performance as a pilot of Star Wars fame, will get to keep his real-life aviation license after being cleared Monday of wrongdoing following a mishap in February. The 74-year-old Ford mistakenly flew his single-engine aircraft over an American Airlines jetliner and landed on a taxiway, not a runway, at the John Wayne Airport in Santa Ana. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.